than was ever heard or preached. She felt a higher calling than the highest note she'd ever reach. She sang her greatest song far away from radio. And I remember crying at the death of Phoebe Snow. Born in 1952, the family name was Loud. She sang the blues and jazz and folk, made her parents proud. The trains rolled through New Jersey, right past her childhood home. And the Lackawanna boxcars bore the name Phoebe Snow. They said Phoebe Snow had to go upon a trip to Buffalo. Her gown stayed white from morn till night upon the road of anthracite. With a triple R18 in hand, four octaves in those pipes, she'd ride into the village and hit the open mics. Fame beset her suddenly like few had ever known. Her first record went to gold. They called it Phoebe Snow. They said she wouldn't live for long. They said she'd never laugh or smile. They said it, they were wrong. They told her, put that girl away. Phoebe, she said no. And a mother's love became the greatest work of Phoebe Snow. Loved her as a baby, she loved her as she grew. She said, my girl's the reason that I live my life as well as I do. Another said it was a shame the way it took its toll. They just could not comprehend success like Phoebe Snow. Phoebe Snow had to go upon a trip to where I don't know, shining bright all through the night, and somewhere everything's alright. She lived a better sermon than was ever heard or preached. She felt a higher calling than the highest note she'd ever reach. She sang her greatest song far away from radio. And I remember crying at the death of Phoebe Snow. Phoebe's with her Valerie, she'll never be alone. I cannot help but wonder at the life of Phoebe Snow.